I think officially we need a motion to resume the meeting. Could I get a quick motion?
Motion,
second. Any further discussion? All in favor of resuming the meeting?
Aye.
All right. We're back in session. So we are now, we have one CUP left, and then we have a PUD. So we'll move on to 2026-007, conditional use permit.
Yes, so Mansview LP, representative is Jason Shaw, subject property 4425 State Highway, JJ Hollister, Missouri, Jasper Township, Section 1, Township 21, Range 21. The request, Mansview is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for electric-only RV sites. Located at 4425 State Highway, JJ, Hollister, Missouri, parcel number 20-1.0-01-000-000-001.000. So the property is A1, hence the reason they're getting a CUP for the RVs. The property is 295 acres in size. It's got a well for water and on-site septic for wastewater. You guys had, back in 23, they came through and they got this park use permit in this ag area. With that, I'm going to take you to the presentation and kind of get you guys familiar again with what we got. All right, so I don't know why my resolution is all off today, but anyway, to get here, it's you want to go down J and then kick over to JJ. You're going towards Arkansas. Property is right here. Hold on a second, because my computer is locked up. Thank you. try this again. So a little closer up, once again, this is JJ. This is the outer road that the property's on. Right here sets their little entrance, and their office is there, and the RV will be just to the north of that. I'll show you here in a second. Some old photos. Beacon isn't caught up yet, but this has all been developed. It's got gravel. They've got a proper entrance now through approved through MoDOT. Their building, their office building is in the back. They're in the process of getting a larger building in place. I'll let the applicant speak to that. If you look up in this area is where the RV park is being proposed at. A1, for as far as the eye can see. So here's the drawing they submitted. So, like I said, here's that entrance. Their office is over in this area. There's a little, so you got your main road. They built their own outer road that comes back to the north here. They've cleared off a lot for parking. They got quite a bit of space here. And this is the proposed RV sites. As I went through this today and Friday, I couldn't find anywhere where they actually spoke to how many that would be. So that's something you guys might want to ask them. A couple pictures. This is their new concrete entrance. Like I said, if you pull in here, the property goes that way to the new RV sites. That's the cleared off gravel area where they want to stage everything. This is where those sites will be. You can kind of see electrical service there. They got some of their big panels in and a pole ready to go if you guys can give them approval. Here's the road I was telling you, the outer road that goes back to it. Conditional use, so we can put restrictions on it if you want buffers or anything else. So. Another photo of the lot. See, there's those poles again. Looks like I got you into... So this is the letter to us. You guys had it in your packet. With that, I'll bring the applicant up and have him speak.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good evening.
Well, as he explained, we've got the next step we plan on accomplishing is the electrical spots for RVs. They are just power. There's not septic. There's no sewer. We do have water on site that they can fill up before they go over there. This is not long-term stops. This is weekend people coming in to ride their machines, and then they pack up and leave, and they take everything with them. So I know we've kind of already went through this, but if there's anything, any refreshers that you guys need to know.
Would there be a dump station for them to dump before they leave, or they leave literally with everything?
They, as of right now, that is the plan. They take their own their stuff with them.
Okay.
However, if we did put one in, it would just be a tank. And we would put it in up there somewhere in this front area so they could dump, and then, of course, we just have to have it pumped.
So is that a different driveway than the concrete?
It is. This is an older picture.
It's an older picture.
Yes. Right. Beacon's a little bit behind.
Yeah, that's lots changed since then.
You want to go back and try to grab a little bit of that? I think it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to show it too well. Does have curb.
Yeah.
It's got the concrete, probably to the right-of-way line. I'm assuming it's done exactly MoDOT code.
Yeah. And there's no plan to drop a exit out of that trailer, right? They'd come in and out that road there.
Yeah, I don't really want to create two entrances and exits like that. I don't know. I guess we could, but that's not part of our plan right now.
Okay. If we did approve it, I would want to be sure that that was part of it, that there wasn't an egress
Yeah, that'd be something. I know Jack doesn't deal with MoDOT, but he has a good idea of what those distances might need to be in line of sight and all that. I'm not saying it's on him, but he might be able to speak to it better than I would.
But with the COP, we could restrict that if we wanted to.
You could put any condition you want on this. If you say, hey, I want you to go down further on your property and have a way out, an ingress, egress, wherever, that's your choice to make.
This was all done, of course, with Dusty, and everything was mapped out. This has got the correct amount of footage for site going in and out.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. My preference, if we do go down this path, is that would be the dedicated entrance.
I don't know if you guys know this stuff, but we actually had to deed that corner of our property over to the county, or over to MoDOT, or I don't know who got it, but it ain't ours anymore.
It'd be MoDOT.
MoDOT?
Yeah, it's about a quarter of an acre, maybe even a half an acre that we had to give up and then clear it. So that the
accommodate side distance.
Yeah.
Why do you not want to put a egress out of there in a different location to say?
Don't want people coming and going without us being able to see them come and go. That's about the only reason.
Is there plenty of room then? I mean, I see all the numbers, but for people to turn.
We got
trailers,
semi trucks.
Do it.
Yep. Yeah, we've got semi-trucks that are able to pull in, pick up stuff, drop stuff off. Regular RVs don't have any problems at all.
And what is the count of RV sites you're looking for?
20, I believe, is what we have set right now. It might be.
And, Cody, that wasn't in the application?
Amber, help me out. I didn't find it in the application that stated a number, and so that's something I wanted to get out in the open and to be discussed.
And then, and I don't know the answer to this, but being that there is no septic or water, just electric, is there any requirement that there be standalone restroom facilities within a certain distance of the
Give me just a second. I got to pull up my code book for that.
I believe we've got construction planned for about 3 weeks from now to get started on the building. We've got our pad done. Everything's set. We just need to erect the building and move in with real bathrooms. The ladies like real bathrooms.
And how far away is that from the property we're looking at? Is it
that will be in the main, right behind that entrance of that driveway.
Yeah.
It's 360 feet back to the face of the building.
Okay. But would be accessible for them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually we've designed it so that it would be accessible to them day or night, not just while the building's open.
So here's your RV park, which is what this will fall under, Article 16. And your question was, how far is the bathrooms from the RVs?
Yeah.
Correct?
Like, is there some kind of requirement that it's got to be within?
I just saw a number go by.
That was 25. That's setbacks there. And then they had 200 feet of there's no schools, 200 feet of schools, churches, so that doesn't apply there. Let me just keep panning down. Lot coverage, enlargement and expansion. Minimum record views. 3 acres, they got that covered. 14. You might have.